traffic stuck. Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. Join me, your host, Mark LaRose, every Wednesday at 1 p.m. right here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio. I'll be discussing important health and fitness subjects, featuring guests and success stories. We are here to help motivate you. It's a beautiful day.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. House Judiciary Committee is now underway with its first impeachment hearing. Democratic panel chairman Gerald Nadler says,
President Trump did not merely seek to benefit from foreign interference in our elections. He directly and explicitly invited foreign interference in our elections. He used the powers of his office to try to make it happen. He sent his agents to make clear that this is what he wanted and demanded. He was willing to compromise our security and his office for personal political gain.
U.S. private sector job growth continuing to decline, it appears. It's reached a six-month low in November, according to the ADP National Employment Report. Just 67,000 new jobs created last month. That's less than half of what the experts had forecast. This is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addictions, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarolecounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
Well, good afternoon. And welcome to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's program. And I'm a licensed professional counselor. I have my master's in counseling. I am nationally certified as a counselor. And I bring Counselor's Chat to you every week to help remove the stigma around seeking out counseling and also to provide some education in terms of good mental health. As a counselor, licensed professional counselor, there are many, many areas that counselors need to be proficient in to become a counselor. And for me, it is not only individual counseling, ethics, assessment, law, theory, group counseling, marriage and family counseling, addiction counseling, career counseling, those things. For me, it also includes relationship, of course, marriage and family, but relationship, mental health, anxiety, depression, post-traumatic stress disorder, obsessive-compulsive disorder, all of those things that we talk about. And for me also, it includes some spirituality. So my topic today is about spirituality, and I picked this topic mainly because December is National Spiritual Literacy Month. So spirituality does not necessarily mean religion. Not everyone who practices a religion is spiritual, and not everyone who is spiritual practices a religion. So I will be upfront. For me, I consider myself to be a very spiritual person. I also practice a religion. I am Christian. However, as a Christian and from my perspective as a counselor, it is not my job to force or promote my specific religion on anyone. So I want to make that really clear. Now, spiritual literacy came about, actually, Spiritual Literacy Month, it's an awareness, came around in 1996. And Frederick and Marianne Brussett, they wrote a book, which is called The Spiritual Literacy Project, where they talk about just that, what it is, why we have it, why it's important, and from my perspective also why it's important to mental health. So when we think of the word literacy, we think of reading and writing. We need to be able to do things like read instructions, read road signs, read novels, read Facebook and other internet things. They count on us to read commercial ads, both in print and even on the screen. There's words all the time on television screens. Reading is both a right and a privilege to any good civilization. It was something that was super important to the Romans. They had, everyone learned how to read and write and do simple math. And it was one of the things that allowed the Roman Empire to be so affluent and to have such success. And that doesn't mean I agree with everything Roman Empire did, but I'm just using that as an example. And it's the same thing. We had the sort of the Dark Ages, the medieval period, where the majority of people did not read and write. Sometimes even noble families did not read and write. And that reading and writing was very much segregated to the church. So monks did. So, you know, you had scriptoriums, which were the rooms where the monks would sit, and they would copy pages of not only the Bible, but other things from Plato and Aristotle and what they considered really important works of literature. And it really wasn't, as things progressed, maybe until the 15th century, 16th century, that reading and writing became more important and more, you know, universities began to open up more frequently in education, and reading literacy was promoted. So That's what we usually think of, being literate versus illiterate, unable to read books, and unable to read menus at a restaurant, unable to read warning labels on a bottle. I mean, these things. So we need to be literate. But spirituality and spiritual literacy has nothing to do with the written word. It has to do with reading signs. Now, I don't mean road signs, and I don't mean, you know, the warning labels on a bottle or, you know, Joe Eats on the side of a restaurant. It really is about reading sort of the connections in our life, the spiritual connections. And that's what I mean by spirituality. It's about connection. It's the way I connect with myself. It's the way I connect with other people. And it's the way I connect with the universe around me, which may include a higher power or God, however you perceive it. So this kind of connection, okay, happens oftentimes without language and without the written word. We can think of, things like, the American Indian before they could, learn before there were schools to teach them the alphabet. They would read, and many indigenous people, they would read the way the wind blew. They would read the way the grass laid. They would read the footprints of a deer. They would read the smoke signals. Okay, they would read things. They would pick up. They would have dream walks. And which is not only the American Indian, I believe the Aboriginal people in Australia did the same thing, where you would get in touch with the spiritual side. They had spiritualists, and they had prophets, and they had shaman. Okay, healing was often based on a spiritual aspect. And in some ways, psychology and counseling theories and those types of things also have a spiritual element. Yes, I might say, I want you to read this self-help book, or I want you to journal. But it is also learning how to get in touch with that feeling aspect, that inner voice. What is it? What is it telling us? Are we listening to that spiritual element of ourselves? It's the thing that links us from one person to another. So, again, it's that feeling of connection. So, being connected to the self is super important. If I just go, and I'm going to use sort of this logic versus emotion, if I just go by my logic alone, I may make poor choices. I think I had a show called Emotional Intelligence maybe a couple of months back, basically saying being in touch with our emotional life is really important in making decisions also. And that spiritual element, because there's no visual connection. So reading, okay, I'm connecting that way. But sitting with someone and having a conversation and feeling that sense of I'm really connecting with this person, and that person is connecting with me. There's things like, yeah, me too, or I understand it, or I see it that way, and I can see it from your perspective, even though I may not agree with it, or I get a sense from this person, I got a feeling about that person. Those things are really important. Sometimes we can misread it, just like we can misread words on a page. But these things are really important to become spiritually literate. it helps us hone in on the things that may be important to us, the directions that we may take in our lives. It may be sort of a guide, a spiritual guide, that can help us fulfill our unique mission in life. It can help us in terms of the decisions we make to protect ourselves and protect others in our family. So I'm going to share about a spiritual event in my life, and because I have no other explanation for it. So my first husband was alcoholic. He still may be actively drinking. I really have no idea. I'm going to say that. Sorry about that. I'm going to say that. You know, I wish him well. Whatever's going on in his life. However, when that marriage ended, and it ended mainly because I didn't want to go drinking with him, and he wanted to date other people. And I said, "You can't do that." And I knew he was an alcoholic when I married him. I just had this codependent philosophy, which was misguided, that somehow if I loved him enough, he'd stop drinking. Anyway, so after 4.5 years being married to him and living in the Los Angeles area so he could work for Disneyland, the marriage ended. I was crushed, devastated, and had no real emotional support because all my family was here in New Jersey. I was alone in California. And I remember being in the shower, pretty much all crunched up on the floor, sobbing and praying that I wanted to speak with my Uncle Ken. And I didn't say I wanted to speak to my mom because I already had, or my dad because I already had. I wanted to speak to my Uncle Ken. And he was my godfather. And he also, at that point, had, I think, maybe 2 or 3 years of sobriety through AA. So my Uncle Ken was, by the time he passed away, had something like 37 years sobriety. But he was the one that I wanted to talk to because he knew about alcoholism and he understood. I get a phone call later that afternoon. Lo and behold, it was my Uncle Ken. "Hey, want to go out and have dinner?" "What do you mean? What do you mean? Where are you?" "I'm here in Los Angeles on a business trip." I can't believe you're calling me. Do you know what's going on in my life?" No idea. He had no idea that my alcoholic husband had left. No idea. There I was that day praying in the shower. And there he was calling me. Here he was in Los Angeles. He was like, it was like an angel appeared. And it was my Uncle Ken. To me, that was a huge spiritual experience. The person that I needed the most was there for me. And I will say this, between being married to an alcoholic and having my Uncle Ken come to me in the way that that happened was probably the beginning of my journey as a counselor. So I look at that as a spiritual experience. There was nothing literate about it in terms of reading or writing. It involved prayer, the desire, the need to connect, and the connecting. I don't even know where we went out to dinner, but I know we spoke for hours and hours and hours. My Uncle Ken saved my life that day and started me, like I said, on my journey. And I still had no idea I was going to be a counselor, but started me on that journey of recovery for myself and a career of helping others. So I'm going to take a small commercial break. It is necessary to give our supporters their voice, and I will be back with Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's program.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well, welcome back to... Welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's program. I have my master's in counseling, licensed professional counselor, nationally certified as a counselor, and I have a small practice here in Flemington. If you're interested in finding out more about what I do, you can please follow me or find me on the web at www.altarollcounselor.com. My little jingle says .net. I am now a .com. So it's altarollcounselor.com. And you can also follow me on Counselor's Chat or find me on Facebook also, Counselor's Chat, under Ruth Altamura Roll Counselor. I'm talking today about spiritual literacy. I shared with you a little story about how I needed to talk with my Uncle Ken, who is also my godfather, recovering alcoholic, and appeared in my life when I needed him the most, all the way out in Los Angeles. Didn't even know he was there, and he didn't even know that I was at the beginnings of the end of my marriage. So, spiritual literacy, being literate in the sense of the spiritual sense, kind of means that we begin to get in touch with the center of our being. So there's a need to be genuine. It's a place where we kind of get awake. I'm like, I'm getting a wake-up call in some way. There are many, many layers. It's like I'm seeing the world with new eyes, and I've got a different perspective on things. It's not that I've read something, but I may have read something, and I have an aha wake up moment. Oh, that's awesome. It was interesting the other day. I was just reading a little bit in terms of Genesis. Okay, so God created the world. He created it in this day, that. He created the sun, the moon, the animals, the trees. He created this. He created that. He formed human beings. He didn't create us. He formed us. And I thought, you know, I never I never sort of saw that. I'm not sure exactly what the difference is, except that we are made up of something that already existed. Well, that's interesting. So I'm not sure exactly what that means and what that means to me, but that is sort of a little, oh, a little bit of a spiritual oh for me. So it resonates, okay? Somehow it resonates with me. I am a firm believer in the creation story, and I'm a firm believer in evolution. I think the two work together. But that's, again, that's my perception, and that's okay. My perception could be different than yours. That's absolutely fine. Spiritual literacy is really sort of that wake-up call, that aha. It's when an alcoholic recognizes that they need help. It's when someone says, you know, this marriage is over. There's a wake-up call. Or I need to be doing something. My life feels so unfulfilling. I want to help other people. I want to help animals. I want to help the planet. I have a calling to do something. A calling. And so what are the signs? Oftentimes we begin to see there's actually signs. Sometimes doors close while other doors open. My becoming a therapist is much like that. There were many signs and times when doors closed and doors opened. It was almost like, for me, God kept closing a door for here, but opened a door here. It was like this little maze. And it kept leading me around to this career that I have. And I don't see myself as a counselor just as a career. I see it as a calling. So there's a spiritual element for that, for me. And I see it that it has created and fostered personal change. And it has transformed me from where I was, no self-esteem, low self-esteem, suicidal, to now giving back, hopeful, encouraging. Very different. It's transformational. So there's sort of this leapfrog effect of change. Change in the individual, change in relationship. Wow, we realize that our marriage is falling apart. We need to do something to reconnect, to rebuild, to move forward. Changes in the world. If things don't change, the world is going downhill. We need to make changes. Change is important. Change is transformational. Change can be stimulated through spiritual literacy and development. It means that we have responsibility to ourselves, to others, to the world around us, to the universe. It means that we can do things intuitively. How did you know to do that? I don't know. It just really felt right. Or I decided this was the wrong path for me. How did you decide that? And it was an intuition, okay? So using intuition as a guide can be really important, an intuition. I just don't feel this is a right thing. I don't know, I'm dating someone that doesn't feel right. It may be there are some things that I can actually put my finger on, you know, the way I see this person treats other people, the way this person speaks to me, or the way this person, whatever. And it just doesn't feel right to me. And so my intuition is saying, this may not be the right person. Or my intuition may say, this is the right person. So how do we become spiritually literate? There are some things that we have to do. There are steps to take, believe it or not. It may be that I have not been very spiritual. I don't feel spiritual. I do believe that we are all programmed. Some of us are more literate in spirituality than others. Excuse me. But for the most part, we all have the ability to spiritually connect and to be spiritually literate. So the first thing we need to do is discover that spiritual literacy exists. Well, that's what we're talking about right now. And the second thing is to begin to listen. Got to listen to myself and observe. Listen and observe what is going on. I may need to do some reading on spirituality. So there's a bit of a quest involved. The third thing in this hurried and busied world is to slow down and listen. So, and I'm going to talk about another spiritual, I believe it to be a spiritual event in my life where spiritual literacy was really important. So I had this really awful, my husband and I had this really awful situation in with a neighbor. I may have mentioned it before. It's played a huge role in my life. And at the same time, my parents' house was on the market. And we were at the point, because of having three lawyers and having been sued and just a whole number of things, we were reaching sort of the end of our ability to pay for our mortgage, and we were looking at the possibility of bankruptcy and foreclosure. And I was pacing in the living room. And because I believe in God, I was praying, saying, what are you telling me? What is the message? What is it that I need to do? What is it? Where do you want me to go? I don't think this is where you want me to be anymore. What is the message? I'm listening, slowing down. I'm just pacing in the living room. I'm not reading. I'm not writing. I'm just sort of questioning. And I say part of prayer and meditation, prayer is my doing the talking. Meditation is when I get quiet and I start listening. Your mother's house is empty. You had, and this was the other thing that was really interesting. Friday afternoon, we had a buyer. There was this couple with four kids. They loved the house, perfect for our children. The kids loved it. They were running in the yard. There was the finished basement for them to play in. They were so excited about this house. They were going to go and sign the contract Friday. Didn't happen. Saturday, we're going to sign it Saturday. Didn't happen. Sunday, it didn't happen. Well, I'm saying what? Why haven't these people who so love this house, were so willing to buy it, have not yet signed a contract? What was the message? See, I'm going by nothing I'm reading. What is going on? Help me understand, get a better perspective. The message was, the house is for you. Leave this unsafe situation and go somewhere else where there's no mortgage, where you can recover and prosper and be safe. Called up my mom. Mom, I'm not sure exactly why these people haven't signed a contract yet, but I think for me, the universe, for me, God is telling me that my husband and I probably should sell our house and move into your house. What are your thoughts? She said, absolutely, take it off the market. It's funny, 6 months after that happened and we moved into the house where we currently are, the family that wanted to buy the house reconnected and said, we'd like to buy it if it's still on the market. And the answer was, I'm sorry, we're already living in it and our other house sold rather quickly and everything worked out. I've got lovely neighbors. We're getting back on our feet. It was intuition. It was listening. So slowing down, having to stop, smell the roses, learn how to meditate, learn how to pray if you believe in a higher power, if you believe in God. sort of waiting, and waiting on the word, waiting on the message, waiting on the opening of the door. This is all part of spiritual literacy. So I do need to stop and take another short commercial break and continue to hold up the microphone, and I will be back. I'm Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for Counselor's Chat.
Hello, this is Nicole Smith, host of Happy to Help. Would you like to discover the secret to happiness? I talk to volunteers, executive directors, fundraisers, and authors about how nonprofit engagement enriches their lives. We thrive when we have a sense of purpose in our lives. Philanthropy is the new community. Tune in to Happy to Help every Wednesday at 10 a.m. to discover how to find your purpose and live well by doing good.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's program. I have got my master's in counseling. I am a licensed professional counselor, nationally certified, with a small practice here in Flemington. Again, if you're interested in finding out more about what I do, you can find me on the web at www.altarollcounselor.com. That's Altaroll with two L's. CounselorOR.com. Follow me on Facebook under Counselor's Chat or Ruth Altamura Roll Counselor. So today I am talking about spiritual literacy, as December is Spiritual Literacy Month. Now, we do not have to practice a religion to be spiritually literate. I'm not even sure if you need to believe in God necessarily, but you can believe in the state of the universe, that everything has its place, that things happen for a reason. Believe in the sense of connection, the way I connect with myself. What is my inner intuition telling me? What is that gut feeling? Of some of the directions that I need to take, relationships to build, relationships to end, places to go, things to see, careers to take on, where to spend my money, feelings. There's sort of like these intuitive feelings. Being able to slow down and listen, doing some meditation and some prayer. Again, I've said prayer is by asking and talking to my higher power. And meditation is getting quiet and listening. Listening to my higher power. Listening to just sort of what is the universe telling me? What is my intuition saying? And so slowing down is a huge part of developing spiritual literacy. How many times have you experienced the phone ringing? And you pick it up and it's a friend that you haven't talked to in 6 months. And you go, oh my God, I was just thinking about you. We've all had that, haven't we? Oh, you know what? I'd love to hear from so-and-so. And oh my gosh, look, a card came in the mail from that same person. Or a connection on email. Facebook. Oh my gosh, look at this person has connected with me on Facebook. I haven't seen this person since high school. And we were good friends. We were thinking about each other, and we connected somehow. So there was that aspect of spirituality. The more we become intuitive, the more we slow down and listen, the more we practice, what is my gut telling me? The more we surround ourselves with, I am going to say, divine love, nurturance, support, we begin to get messages and signals that we are meant to read. So sometimes we find we're at the right place at the right time. As I'm going to say, as a therapist, as a Christian, I go to church. I don't go to church every Sunday. I'm in the choir. I don't go every Sunday. I don't even go to rehearsals very often, but I am in the choir. And the funny thing is sometimes I, as a therapist, am there, not as a therapist, but as a parishioner, I am there just when somebody needs me. I haven't been to church for 3 weeks. All of a sudden, that person is there saying, I really need to talk to you. I know you're a counselor. I need to talk to you. Can we set up an appointment? And all of a sudden, that happens in that day, in that moment. Is it a coincidence? You can look at it that way. But I believe that there's a lot of elements of spiritual unseen connection. It's unseen. It's amazing how this happens or that happens or how we've connected with people or I don't know, I ended up getting this job. I wasn't even looking for it, and it's a perfect fit, and I love it. The way my husband and I met, spiritual connection. I'm going to talk about that just for a few moments. So Steve and I went to college together. We met at a pre-freshman luncheon, and he sat right next to me, and he really wanted to date me, but I was dating someone else, which lasted through probably the middle of my, I guess around Christmas of my freshman year. And then I didn't date anyone, even though Steve really wanted to date me. And I was like, I'm trying to get over a relationship and whatever, whatever. And then that summer I met someone else. And so my dating Steve just never, it never happened. But I graduated, he graduated, I got married, he got married, I got divorced, he had a son, he got divorced. I was putting ads in the paper, personal ads, pre-computer, and I was dating someone for a year that I realized wasn't going to work, and I ended it on Friday. On Sunday, I get a phone call, and he's man says, I'd like to, you know, is Ruth there? And I'm like, well, I'm a little cautious, you know. I'm like, well, who's calling? And he said, well, she may not remember me from college. And I was like, Steve? He said, yeah. I'm like, oh my gosh. Okay, so one of the things that would happen is Moravian, where we went to college, put out like every 4 or 5 years, and they don't do it anymore, unfortunately, but they put out, you know, a list of the students, you know, the alumni and where their addresses. And so you could kind of follow them. And I always looked him up. He always looked me up for whatever reason. We just did that. And he said, I read your, he said, did you have an ad in personals? I said, I did. He said, I knew it was you. He said, it was just the way it was written and the things that you put in there. I had this feeling, intuition, it was you. He said, I talked to a person, a coworker. They said, well, call and find out. So he called, and sure enough, it was me. And we went out to dinner on Wednesday, and the rest is history. We've been married now a little over 20 years. So the thing is that, again, waiting, pursuing, letting things happen, using our intuition, the more we practice it, see, if in our busy world, busy, 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 we don't stop, sort of smell the roses, meditate, listen. What is our intuition? The more we practice that, the greater our spiritual literacy will become. What is the world telling me? What is the universe telling me? What is God telling me? What is the direction I need to be going? This door is not opening. And I'm trying. I'm forcing it. I'm struggling. I want this. I really want it. And it's not happening. Maybe I need to let it go and go with the flow. And find that this is actually the path that I need to take. I took a Madonna retreat 2 weekends ago. And we had talks, and we had to actually draw some posters and things about the talks and present them and whatever. And that was one of the things, following the path. And so the poster our table drew was big mountain, the dark tunnel, and roadblocks and rocks and stumbling and trying to force our way in. This is the way I want to go. This is my will. I want it this way. Versus following the other path, which was actually longer but smoother, and leading off into a direction of sort of an unknown, but trusting that the universe is going to take care of us, that God is going to take care of us, that it's going to work out. The struggle is much less overwhelming. And learning how to give up the fear and listening to the intuition, following the guideposts, following the open door, going with the flow, slowing down, all of that is part of developing, you know, giving up the cynicism. All of that is about developing spiritual literacy, which is going to help reduce anxiety, which will help reduce depression, which will help build healthy self-esteem, becoming much more genuine in who you are. It's going to build healthy relationships. It's going to generate creativity. It's going to create more calm home atmosphere, healthier children. It's pretty important. The fact that we give a whole month to it, on one hand, to educate is important. The reality is to do it every day. So I need to end the show for today. I am Ruth Altamura Roll. I hope that this is something that's important. You know, think about spirituality in your own life. Think about how you connect with nature, with other people, with animals, with your dreams, how you can incorporate spirituality even in your daily life, your chores, your practices, music, hobbies. Do you give yourself a Sabbath day? In other words, a day to just rest for renewal and recreation, recreation. Just think about those things. So again, I'm Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for Counselor's Chat. Follow me on the web, www.altaroll2lscounselor.com, Facebook, Counselor's Chat, Ruth Altamura Roll, Counselor. And I will be back next week talking about more good mental health information and helping to remove the stigma. I wish you all a good week and safe travels.
What do you want to do when you grow up? When we were young, it's a question we were often asked. As we get older, our passions become clearer, our pursuits become careers, and if we're diligent, we begin to plan for the life we want to live. That's why, at Ameriprise Financial, we ask what's most important to you. Starting with our confident retirement approach, your Ameriprise Financial Advisor will ask questions that help you arrive at a customized plan that allows you to realize your goals today, tomorrow, and throughout retirement. With the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. Call Michelle Heidi and Associates, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 16 Lee Street, Units 1B and 1C in Clinton, New Jersey. The confident retirement approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addictions, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarollcounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health. The weather for today. Okay. All right, so it's 38 degrees. The computer thing is just kind of going up and down. Stop. Okay, no, it's not. So I'm not going to give the weather report. Heavy rain possible, some flooding possibly not, Southern California. Anyway, it's currently 38 degrees. Humidity is at 79%. And we're having weather. Stay tuned for the next show.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Health